First Baptist Church of Redmond, September 18th, 2022, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. Doug's trip to STTII.
Please rise and join me in reading 2 Timothy 2:2. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. You may be seated.
Thank you. That's why I go. I've been, believe it or not, 10 times to Romania. I've been 3 times to Jakarta, and I'm talking about my trip I took to STTII. So I went as the crow flies, but a crow couldn't fly that far. 8,369 miles. Wow. Round trip. Wow. And I apologize for needing my walker because I take it that everybody prayed for me. Because I made my trip over there, and I made it just fine, and I made it fine in my hotel room, and I even had to walk a spiral staircase to a second floor to do my teaching. But I can handle stairs better than I can handle walking normally, so it's not a problem for stairs. I go to a school in Jakarta. I visited Joe Jakarta, the school they have there, but I've only spoken chapel. That's what it means in English. Sekolah Tinggi Tekula Injili Indonesia, Jakarta, means Evangelical Theological Seminary of Indonesia. They have many programs that they teach. They teach only in Indonesian, sorry. If you enroll in class, you need to speak Indonesia. But they have many programs. There are still about, I understand, 100 students in the school. They have a college that's two-thirds, and they have a seminary graduate school that's about one-third. And my face is there. My formerly fat face is there. For your information, I went to the doctor before I left, and I've lost 34 pounds. Wow. But that explains my new shirt. They always gave me a shirt when I go there, and they couldn't have measured it better, but they bought it cold turkey. So I can even, I don't want to button, but I can even button the collar. So I've talked about this seminar, apocalyptic, imagination or inspiration. They changed my schedule because I only taught for 2 nights. Why is that? They used to heavily subsidize gas. It's only $4 a gallon to buy gas in Indonesia. But it used to be less than half that because the government used to heavily subsidize the fuel price because they have many sources of fuel. But they didn't feel that, even offering a Zoom class, they didn't feel that the students would be able to make it for the 5 nights I've taught before. So I was given an assignment to teach the book of Daniel, 12 chapters, in 6 hours. They made my notes available for download, but they think that most of the students can know English. So they downloaded my English notes and they muddled through it. You can see the dog, but Barbara helped, and I appreciate her help. I couldn't do anything without my wife's help. She finished packing my luggage, and I did a economy trip. I had a cup of soup every night. I didn't eat out. I don't eat that much anymore, but I love chunky sirloin burger with country vegetables. Yum. And I've got some containers to cook it in, so I brought 8 cans of soup. And I ate most of all of them. The other cans of soup I gave to the Summers family. You can see that I made it. I made it to San Francisco. That's my first stop on my flight, but United Flight 43J in a 787. And look at the rest of the seats. They gave me an open row. Hooray! I can't express to you the fact that I was joyful when I didn't have to sit by anybody. I had an open seat all the time. That's because I think that I had wheelchair assistance. I'll talk about that in a minute. So my big trip was going from San Francisco to Tokyo, Narita Airport. Wow. I couldn't make it without the wheelchair assistance. And I took a selfie with the man who was pushing me around, in a San Francisco. I couldn't help it. And I couldn't do it if I didn't have wheelchair from gate to gate. But I have wheelchair gate to gate, so I need to let the rest of the plane unload. And I can use my cane to make it up the aisles. And they are waiting for me in the airport tunnel with a wheelchair, and they wheel me gate to gate. Wow, that's a luxury. I even took a picture because he was moving my bags, he did everything. So that's Indonesia, and that's STTII Jakarta, and those are the special friends I've made. The one on the right, left, as you look at it, is my translator, Marcus, and he's an excellent translator. They gave me the best. The other man to the right of, as you progress, is the head of the school. They've changed leadership of the school, and the other man was my tech. He was hooking up cables to my computer because I used my computer every session. That's why I didn't leave it. And he made the connection, and he was wonderful. I can't express to you the terror that is Jakarta traffic. Imagine a metropolitan area of over 20 million. 20 million people live in the metropolitan Jakarta area. And you'll find it interesting, Tom Bird, they only let in big trucks from 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning. At night, after 10 o'clock, the road is full of semis. And they made it so that the rules exist because there's too much traffic, and it would be impossible to get anywhere in Jakarta if there were semis. You see, one lane of traffic is already stopped. The highway system is not paid for by gas taxes. If you take the freeway, You have a thing that is in blue that looks like a fly swatter, but it's a card pass holder. You fill up your card and press it on a receptacle on the exit, and it charges you about $1. But a 20 million population, $1 a visit, and you have to take multiple exits when you're on the freeway, so that pays for their highway system. Hooray, I got to the room. My flight arrived at 11:45 p.m. I got to my room at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was scheduled to preach in chapel, the first chapel, at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I had a short night. I was able, in the mercy of God, to get a microwave in my room. They don't normally have microwaves in the room, but my brother-in-law, David Summers, was able to talk them into a microwave, and you can see my two receptacles for cooking my soup and my 8 cans of soup. And I had a good experience in my room. I stayed in Area Duda Hotel, and that's the lady that came in once a day to clean my room. That's the view I had out my window. Wow. I had a downward shot. I was on the 8th floor overlooking the pool, and that's my other view. They have palm trees there. Yes? Yes. So, why was there? Christy Summers, Barbara's sister, had her birthday. So, she's a vice president at a university in charge of nursing. So some of our faculty stopped by and brought her flowers. And I didn't know it, but have you seen them print 3D cupcakes? 3D printed cupcakes. And that picture in the lower left-hand corner is supposed to be Christy Summers. Wow. Have you seen that? I've heard that it's coming to the United States, but it's not big, but it's big in Indonesia. Wow. Have you seen it? 3D printed cupcakes. Wow. That's the whole group that was gathered. And I'll tell you about her cake, her husband. You don't see it there. Her husband, David Summers, ordered her a ice cream cake because she loves ice cream cake. So he wanted to get purple flowers on it. So he wrote her name Christy. So Christy Summers, purple flowers. So that's what they printed on the cake. Christy, purple flowers. And they had purple flowers anyway, but when he picked up the cake, he was shocked because they had written out purple flowers. So they live to serve. I went to church with the Summers' the two Sundays I was there. I spoke in that church before, but they already had speakers scheduled, so I didn't speak. That man remembered me. He was a leader of the congregation. He was a deacon in charge, and he remembered me, so he posed for my picture. And I watched First Baptist Church of Redmond each Sunday. Hooray! Even though it came on at 1 in the morning my time. My schedule was goofy and messed up anyway, so I watched your morning church service. I watched Dave Lunsford too. Imagine my surprise and satisfaction. When I arrived in my hotel room, I checked the download speed, and it was 000. I couldn't get any messages for about a day. But I discovered that it was because their web wasn't working that day. But I had 44.65 in my room, and that's great. If you ever stay in a hotel room, you want 44.65. I could do everything I needed to do. That's when the British election was picking a new prime minister. So that was my desk shot. I was still unpacking. That is my driver. Other than Christy and David Summers, Harris. If you're watching Harris, he subscribes to our channel. So he's a Muslim man, but he watches our church services sometimes. So if you're watching Harris, I included your picture. He's my driver, and he's a good driver because Jakarta, Indonesia, is the one city I wouldn't want to drive in. It's not the cars. It's the motorcycles. They have as many, if not more, motorcycles on the road than cars. I only showed you a picture of the freeway, of a highway, but the freeway is not free. You have a toll road, but motorcycles are the key populous vehicle in Jakarta. You've got, if you call a taxi, you call a Gojek, and a man shows up with a jacket on, and you ride in the back of the motorcycle. It's uncommon to take what we would know as a taxi. It's more common to hitch a ride on a motorcycle. Wow, I would have to get used to it. But my wife and daughter and dog went to Mount Rainier on the day off, Labor Day. So they sent me some pictures. I want to show you the distance that I had to go. My district was called Karawaci. And this was my hotel in the blue dot on the left. And I was going to STTII, but it's that distance is always an hour drive in traffic. So that's the one distance I went, but it was all freeway. It was all, I wouldn't want to drive it. That's the first city I wouldn't want to drive in. But it took an hour in traffic. And that's my class. You don't see it, but I have a split screen on my iPad I always preach from. So that's my teaching iPad. And that's my translator. And his wife is seated in the front row on the left side. So she... is friendly, she's nice, she's, amazingly enough, Vivi. That's her name. What significance does it have in your house? Nickname of Vincent. So, yeah. So, that's a picture they took of the whole class. And that's who watched on Zoom. Wow. I had as many Zoom watchers as I had students in class. Why? Because I don't think they could afford to get there. I'm famous for having snacks. So I had some snacks and they passed it out. So if you want students to listen, I've learned that you have to have snacks and you have to have a Bible quiz because they have the chance to learn and respond and get a right answer, and thus they can get the snacks. And I still had my tag on my shirt. I didn't notice that it had a tag on. So it was freshly out of the box. And they got me Starbucks every teaching session. Wow. That's a special treat in Jakarta because they have Starbucks around. But it's uncommon. And I only saw me with a Starbucks cup in every class I went to. What's the significance? You have to wait in line. And I didn't want to eat when I taught, so I ate afterwards. And they brought me a satay. What's satay? It's essentially meat on a stick. And it was beef, and it was wonderful. Yep, okay. I only ate half the rice because, I've lost 34 pounds, so I don't eat carbs anymore, but it was wonderful. After, Barbara, what do we make me for breakfast? What do you make me for breakfast?
Sausage burritos.
Yep. I froze sausage because you can't buy pork in Indonesia. Why? Because they're Muslims, so they don't eat pork. But I froze the pork. Brought some high fiber sausages and high fiber wrap, and I ate breakfast every day in the hotel. But I decided to go on strike on Wednesday, and I found that I could eat in the hotel, and it was my view. And something else about our Indonesia, they don't eat cheese because the culture doesn't eat cheese because B, the culture, everybody, I think everybody is lactose intolerant in Indonesia. So they don't eat milk products. It's uncommon to find milk. It's uncommon to find cheese. It's uncommon to find real ice cream because it has milk fat. So I ordered a cheese omelet, and the head chef prepared it, and he found some cheese for me. So that's what we had the second night for snacks. My translator's wife wanted to buy donuts, so she bought 3 dozen donuts, and we ate among ourselves as staff 1 dozen donuts, and I had to come up with a number of questions, and the students got to have 2 dozen donuts because they answered 2 dozen questions, and I included my Starbucks the second night. That was a student body I had. And I'd like to play a video because he wanted to tell you something.
Please.
Thank you for your jemaat.
Congregation.
Congratulations.
Congregation jemaat.
Jemaat. The jemaat from Indonesia and learning Mr. Douglas. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You didn't hear it well because I shot it with my iPhone, but he was thanking you for letting me come to Indonesia. So, Mr. Douglas. That's what Dave and Christy made me one meal. They had me over several nights. And that should look familiar to you because I've preached both of the messages in this church. Taking the next step was preached October 18th in 2015. And what was the other message? The message I preached the Sunday, the last Sunday I was with you, I am the Good Shepherd. So I preached that with Marcus as my translator. That's me preaching chapel. And every square foot of Indonesia on road is filled with somebody trying to sell you something. There's one, two, three, four shops in this little slot. But they're full, and everybody wants to go in for business for themselves. That's the only way that you make extra money. Look at the motorcycles. Motorcycles outnumber cars. I'd go crazy. Barbara's sister took me to her favorite restaurant. Barbara's favorite restaurant, because she was there with me, and in her memory, and I took pictures to show her. Didn't get to eat them, they took me to Barbara's favorite restaurant, so she gets to look at it. My trip was over, so I started to pack, and I pretty much packed for myself, but a special event was my daughter loves Hello Kitty. So I found a Hello Kitty shop in Tokyo. So she has a doll. I bought her this doll. She has a doll bought from a Hello Kitty shop in Tokyo. Hooray! By the way, she's the only one I bought something for. And look at the apple. Do you notice a word on the apple? Chelan. They have Washington apples from Chelan County, and they advertise Chelan County because Washington apples are the best. They have the best marketing, at least. But Washington apples were available in the shop. And I've never seen this before. They had a vending machine for paper. Reams of paper were available in the store, in a vending machine. My trip was almost over. I went off my diet and had a beef lasagna. Yum. But I left, and it says Tokyo Narita. The right side said the airport. I went home, and I still had to do U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. But for an American citizen coming from most places in the world, you just have to show your passport and make declarations. And I didn't have anything to declare, so I didn't have $10,000 worth of cash. So they let me into this country. Hooray! What did we learn? There are others who believe the same things about the Bible that we do. Amen? There is unity among brothers and sisters. I need a lot of help on a Sunday because my wife brings my computer. My children are always ferrying my computer and my iPad or my phone around. So I need help, and I needed help in Jakarta, and they were willing to give it to me.